you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Well, to get the latest on all these legal cases unfolding, we're going to bring Jesse Weber in. He is the News Nation legal contributor. He's the anchor on the Law and Crime Network, and he's co-host of WOR's Always in Fashion, which airs Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And, well, he's got so many titles. Jesse, great spending time with you. Take care. Have a good day. We're out of time.
All right, guys, this is great. Thanks for the free promotion. I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Hey, Jesse, I want to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. So she was in this ski crash. This guy is suing her, I think, for $300,000. And she's now blaming what? Near-death experiences? That's what caused her collision with this poor guy? What's the latest on this front?
It's a pretty remarkable case because it's different than a car crash where two people could both be responsible. Let's say one was going fast and one went through a stop sign. Here, there's only one person who could have caused this ski crash. It's the uphill skier. Downhill skiers wouldn't be able to cause this crash. So it's whoever the jury believes was the uphill skier. Gwyneth Paltrow saying she was downhill, she was crashed into her back by this guy named Terry Sanderson. Sanderson took the stand and says that Gwyneth Paltrow crashed into him. And right now, I will tell you, we have a poll up on Law and Crime every day to see who our viewers who've been watching this day in and day out believe actually caused the crash. And 71%, the last time I checked, 71% believe that Sanderson, the plaintiff in this case, caused the crash. They believe Gwyneth Paltrow over him. He's faced a lot of tough questioning. He's had inconsistent statements. I think there are parts of his story that maybe don't seem believable. There's testimony that he might have been going after Gwyneth Paltrow for the money grab and the fame of it. So right now, from what we're seeing, at least from our audience, is that she looks like she might win this thing. And by the way, she's only suing him because she countersued him for $1. Obviously, she wants her attorney's fees too, but by suing for $1, when everybody knows she could have settled this case, she didn't have to be in court, I think it gives her more credibility and says, hey, listen, I'm fighting this because I didn't do anything wrong.
Jesse, just like you, this story is multifaceted because it is not only legal, but it's fashion. I was reading this morning that the glasses that Gwyneth Paltrow is wearing are now hot items among young kids. They want these glasses. You know, they're paying attention to everything she wears. What's your take on the fashion aspect of this trial?
Is that because I'm the co-host of Always in Fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your dad was one of the biggest CEOs of a fashion brand.
Well, look, here's what I would say, right? Some people are like, oh my goodness, she's coming in as a movie star. She's so out of touch. I think it's great. This is who I am. I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm an A-list celebrity. I don't have to be in this courtroom. I am in this courtroom for a reason. And look, the way people dress, whether it's the attorneys, whether it's defendants, whether it's plaintiffs, it matters to a jury. And I think it actually benefits her because she's not hiding who she is. And I kind of love that about it.
She is kind of obnoxious, though, that goopy thing that
she wears. So that's interesting because when she's on the stand or even when she's listening to the testimony, she's very expressive with her face. She looks annoyed and she looks shocked at times and looks a little bit standoffish because I think she's trying to signal this is so ridiculous. This is so unbelievable. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be being sued. But that's my take. Some other people might be turned off by it.
So when does this wrap up, do you think?
It looks like it could wrap up by the end of the week, maybe extend into the beginning of next week. I think it's going to depend upon how long the jury actually deliberates.
And then she'll launch the Goop ski wear line of fashion.
and people will buy it. And people will buy it.
That's right. All right, what is going on with the Manhattan grand jury investigating Trump for the hush money Stormy Daniels payments? I mean, for a while, and it was Trump who got us on the edge thinking the indictment was about to come down, but how do you think Alvin Bragg is managing this case?
It's a great question. So if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I actually didn't think that Bragg was playing games in terms of when the indictment would come out. Now I'm thinking a little bit differently. So first I should tell you, grand juries – they can't decide when they vote on something, or, you know, they're like, hey, we got all the evidence, we'll decide this in a month, or hey, we'll vote early. That's not their job. When they're given all of the evidence, then they can actually decide. It seems to me there's a couple of things happening why this gets pushed off. Either one, there's more witnesses that the DA wants to call. Grand juries hear multiple cases, so it could be an issue of scheduling. You know, we need you to hear more time-pressing cases before you vote on the Trump case. Or three, and I'm kind of leaning towards this, is it not possible that Alvin Bragg may be now coordinating with prosecutors in other cases that are, you know, focusing on Trump and saying, hey, let's line this up a little bit more? Because one of the concerns is I believe this grand jury is actually going to a break sometime in April, and they might not come back to decide the Trump case till the end of April. So we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but I'm wondering if there's some sort of coordination between Bragg and other prosecutors right now.
You know, Jesse, I kind of agree with you, and I think Trump understands it too. This is a very weak case that he probably could have beaten, and if that happens ahead of these other cases that are coming that everybody thinks are stronger, then it kind of weakens the whole process of going after Trump. So I think they're just going to push this to the side and put all our eggs into this Georgia case now.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Georgia case, the federal investigation that's being spearheaded by Jack Smith, those are the ones that have a lot more teeth. Those are the ones that have consequences that are a lot more alarming for former President Trump. And so if you go forward with those, which I agree with you, is the very weak Manhattan case. For what we know right now, we think it's only based on the hush money payments. It makes it look political. It makes it look like Bragg is just doing this just to do it for political reasons. So I think they're delaying it, or maybe they have something more that we're not thinking about yet. That could be a possibility too.
All right. Jesse Weber, what's on Always in Fashion this weekend?
We talk about myths in business, but also American myths. Is it true that this is the land of equality? Is it true that this is the land of the American dream? We maybe say so. We're going to talk about, we're dispelling, we're kind of talking about certain myths in our society.
All right, go back to your morning job, your afternoon job, your nighttime job, and your overnight job. Jesse Weber. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Up next, guess what city the We Love New York campaign is going after? This is kind of fun. That is coming up next.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.